Peace be with you. I'm Pastor Stephen Jurdy, and this is The Voice of the Shepherd, a 10-minute message brought to you by Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. Today's topic is, why do we have a church? If you live in central Wisconsin, you have seen churches, and perhaps you have been to one or several. But what is the church, and why do we have it? We don't always pause to ask a question like that about the church or about a lot of things. But why not? Asking the why question is fundamental to human life. A very small child might accept in a simple way where his food comes from. He might say, oh, it comes from my mom and dad. But as he grows, he starts asking more questions. Where does the milk come from? Why do we have meat? What is meat? It's all part of getting to know our surroundings. So as we get to know our life here in central Wisconsin, it's good to ask, why do we have churches? To begin at the beginning, we can simply state the facts that everyone accepts. People can argue over whether or not there is a God, and they often do, or whether or not religion is helpful, but here are the facts that no one denies. 2,000 years ago, a group of Jewish men started to say publicly that their teacher, Jesus, who was a rabbi from Nazareth, had risen from the dead. He had been crucified and buried just a few days earlier, these men said, and now he was not only risen from the dead, but he had also appeared to them in his risen body to talk and teach and eat with them. Again, we can argue with what those men said. We can insist, if we want, that what they said isn't true. But we cannot argue with the fact that they said it. That's amazing. It's amazing to stop and think about a group of men who had already fallen under suspicion for following a man crucified as a criminal did not simply elect a new leader and try to fight back. No, they decided to go public with the message that their leader was risen and that they had seen him. Even more, this group of men, also joined by women and a few other 100 followers or so, kept saying it. They said, Jesus is risen. For days and weeks and months, for seasons and years and decades, and more people began joining them in that proclamation. And they kept saying it, even when people persecuted them for saying so. Again, it's amazing to stop and think about. These men kept saying that Jesus is risen, even though they were arrested for saying it, beaten for saying it, chased from their homes and cities for saying it. Some were beheaded, some were stoned to death. None of them became rich or the rulers of a mighty kingdom or empire. Yet despite all those sufferings, these followers of Jesus insisted that they had seen him risen from the dead. Why would they do so? There's only a few possible explanations. One is that they all decided to lie about it. But a man named Chuck Colson had a very interesting thought about that idea. Chuck Colson was a member of the administration of President Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. And for his part in that scandal, Mr. Colson went to jail. While in jail, he had a conversion and became an active Christian. Later, he made this funny but pointed observation. He said, during the Watergate scandal, 12 men couldn't keep a lie for longer than a week. Do we really think that the followers of Jesus kept a lie for the rest of their lives? No, it doesn't make sense that the disciples were all lying in all the same way for the rest of their lives. You know how it works. That many liars can never keep a story straight. The truth always comes out. So another possibility is that the disciples were all crazy. But again, when do we ever see a group of people that large, all crazy in all the same way, at all the same time, for several decades in a row? If it could happen, it's unlikely. The most reasonable explanation for their proclamation that Jesus is risen is also the simplest explanation. They said it, and they stuck to it even though they were going to die for it, because it's really true. Jesus is really risen. It really happened. You know how a teenager is. If a teenager thinks he's right, then he'll keep doing or saying something, even if it gets him in trouble. In that way, teenagers are like all the rest of us, really. When we believe we are right, we stick to it. The disciples all believed they were right. And it's really the simplest and most reasonable explanation. They said it because it's true. So here we are today. From that point forward, the message of the disciples kept getting repeated. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. And if he is risen, they said, then he has also been vindicated. Everything he said must be true. He is Lord. For by raising him from the dead, God has shown that what Jesus taught is trustworthy. Therefore, we should hold fast to what he has spoken and trust in him for everything. And that is why we have a church. Day by day, generation to generation, from one person to the next, from city to city, from nation to nation, the message has been repeated. Jesus is risen, and therefore he is Lord, and he is trustworthy. We will therefore repeat his teachings, receive all that he gives us, and trust in him for everything, including eternal life. That promise and that hope has swept up whole nations throughout all of history. And as the people of those nations have traveled, they have taken that message with them, across the oceans and across the land, to places like right here in central Wisconsin. They bring that message that Christ is risen, and that message builds a church, a gathering of people who believe the message, who trust in Christ, and who therefore listen to what he teaches. We give thanks for that building of the church, and we marvel that it comes from such a simple message spoken 2,000 years ago. It's a simple message, but a powerful one, speaking of great hope. And you will continue to hear messages of hope like that one right here on The Voice of the Shepherd. For now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your holy church. We bless you for the message of your Son's resurrection, which has created that church and still sustains it to this very day. Spread that good news abroad and bring many more to believe in your Son, that your church may grow and your kingdom spread, not to our glory, but to yours. For you are the Father and the Creator of us all, our Lord and our Redeemer. And we pray to you in the holy name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. That's this week's message from The Voice of the Shepherd, a program of Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. Next week, we will explore the subject, Why the Bible? I am Pastor Stephen Jurdy, wishing you God's peace.